This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis expects the first doses of COVID-19 vaccines to arrive next week. They will go to frontline healthcare workers and vulnerable populations first. Senator Michael Bennett says Congress needs to pass more coronavirus relief, saying he would support the $900 billion bipartisan package introduced this week. He says he spoke with the Biden team about its COVID strategy, adding it won't happen overnight.
We've got to buy some time between the next, 4 to 6 months to be able to get to that point. And this package, I think, will do that.
Negotiations on coronavirus relief are expected to continue this weekend. An FDA-approved experimental antibody treatment for COVID-19 is now available to 650 UC Health patients. Scientists hope it will lower the COVID viral load, giving an infected person's immune system time to make its own antibodies. The treatment is for patients with mild to moderate symptoms, but at high risk of becoming very sick, such as older people. It is not for patients already hospitalized. Federal prosecutors say two people have pleaded guilty to trafficking in methamphetamine on the Southern Ute Indian Reservation. U.S. Attorney Jason Dunn says the investigations were the result of the reservation leaders hiring a full-time drug investigator. The cases also involved the drug enforcement arm of the Bureau of Indian Affairs. This is CPR News.